Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, there we go. And welcome, everybody, to Psyche's Gone Wild. We were having a wild day, and I got wilded out on my time zones, and I forgot that this was scheduled in Jethro's time zone, which is East Coast time, and I'm out here in Mountain Time, and I thought I had a couple hours, and I got really surprised. So it's a wild Sunday afternoon for me. Anyway, I see we have our phone lines going already. And what I'm going to do here is just make a couple quick announcements. We'll do some readings, and I got some talk time, some interesting stuff that I wanted to share that we've been doing over on Psychic Learning Connection and on another praise and prayer show we've been doing also. So let's see. First and foremost is make sure you go to that www.psychicsgonewild.com. And on the contact page, if you'll click on there, that is how you get entered into the gift basket giveaways. If you just leave your information, just, you know, in the whatever it is, you know, phone number or email, and just write in the comments there and tell Jethro, say, yes, I would like to be entered into the weekly gift basket giveaway. We have a variety of things. We never know what's going to be given away. It's once a week, and he usually announces it on the Friday shows, which are airing at 8 p.m. on Eastern Time, 8 to 9 p.m. And he usually announces our winners on Friday. So if you check it out, go in there and see if you are the winner this week. If you get registered at that, again, it's www.psychicsgonewild.com, and go to the contact page and enter into the holiday basket giveaway. And it is, he's doing those every week. We just have a variety of things. It's like we've got some authors, you know, donated books. We've got music CDs. We've got some free giveaways in the sense of, you know, some free readings from some of our people. Yeah, and you'll see who all is on our sites and our shows. There's a variety of people there. So anyway, you never can, it's kind of like the Forrest Gump moment. It's like life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So in this case, it's, you know, life is like the Psychics Gone Wild basket giveaways. You never know what you're going to get. So enter and enter often. And check in every week and see if you are one of the winners of our weekly basket giveaways. All righty, let's see here. And somebody's actually typing to me here in the chat room, so it's like I'm going to try to catch out here real quick. The other thing is, let's see, coffee. Jeffro's been hammering me on the coffee bit. So, yes, we have a couple ways to get that gourmet healthy coffee. That's some of the stuff that also was in the baskets every now and then, too, is we're giving out samples of that gourmet healthy coffee. And you can get a hold of Jethro either for a coffee reading or for coffee. He's there in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, his is, you know, you can either do it at the PsychicsGunWild.com or you can get a hold of him at www.jethrosmith.net or you can call him at 928-284-0437. There we go. Said that until I can see it in my dreams, and, yeah, I'm still messing up today. You could also get a hold of me. I'm at kcogcoffee@gmail.com or call me at 719-289-4907. Leave a message because, yeah, if people don't leave messages, my phone is old enough that I don't necessarily know who called. And, you know, while all of us might be able to psychic here, it's like sometimes we are just not quite psychic enough to say, oh, yes, you know, that's so-and-so of Ohio, and they called, and here's their phone number. So it's like, yeah, I'm not that good. So please leave your name and leave your phone number if you would like to get some of that gourmet healthy coffee. All righty. And let's see. All right. And hello to our chat room. I'm glad you guys are in there with us today. Let's see. Initially, I was going to be on here with Aurora Rose, and she called me about half an hour ago, which is why I was in there changing descriptions and stuff. And apparently her husband is going to the emergency room sometime soon this evening, so she said she was not going to be able to be on with us, otherwise we would have her. So we're going to send some prayers out and positive energy to her and health situations for her and her family, and hoping that everybody gets better and taking care of what's going on there. Oh, let's see. Coming stuff here on Mondays. We're doing switch-ups on Mondays. Usually that's our Monday card class. And I believe, Jethro was talking with Amy right now, she might be on with me on Monday for card class. I'm not sure. On Tuesday, we have our musical psychic, Psychic Pamela. And Wednesdays is like, we never know what's going on Wednesdays. Dina Flanagan, I believe, is on with us, and sometimes there's usually Jethro's hosting that one. And Thursdays he's calling that, you know, Wild and Wacky Thursdays anymore because we never knew who's going to be on there, but he's got guests lined up. We just kind of wait and see, you know, who calls in and doing what. Now, it's very spontaneous at this moment in time. You look through the show descriptions to find out who's on. Same with Fridays, although now, Jethro and Amy have been on really pretty steady on Fridays, and a lot of times we'll have a couple other people join them. And in the weekends, Jethro is doing Saturdays, and I'm back on here again Sundays. We took a kind of a break on Sundays for a while because everybody just had schedules, and we were running around and like mad people down the road and going, yes, we need a break. So anyway, but we're back on Sundays again for this segment. And we're just kind of messing with time. It's like we don't have a set time for Sundays yet, but it's going to be catch-as-catch-can. All righty. Well, I better get to the phone lines here. We've got about 42 minutes left. And what I need is I do birth cards, and what that entails is I need your month and day of birth. And we're just going to do some kind of quick ones here today because we've got several people in the queue. So we're going to spend a little bit of time, but I need a month and a day. And then that allows me to know what your birth card is, and I'll just kind of, you know, give you some general descriptive stuff. If you have a question in specific that you would like to ask, I'll see if I can do some looking on that, although a lot of times that involves I need to kind of look at the year of birth also. What I do is not astrology. It is our deck of 52 playing cards, and that's that's what I use. It's really an amazing system, and it's been here for years and years, and that's kind of what I do Monday card education class. Some of the previous ones we kind of, people started calling in. It's like I didn't get as much teaching time in on those, but it's really amazing the history these cards have. So anyway, all righty, we're going to start with area code 780. 780, you're online with us.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good myself.
All right, doing good today. Okay, so what I need today from you is just a month and day of your birth.
Maybe I had a reading with you before. It's Jay from Edmonton, Canada. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. All righty. All right. Cool. Okay. Well, did you have a different kind of question you wanted to ask him today?
Sure.
always, huh?
Always. Okay. Yes, I remember your reading. It was pretty good. Birthday? Is it full birthday?
Sure, yeah. It's like, because that way I'll be able to, if I've done the initial card and planetary ruler with you, it's like we can start looking at specifics through the year and kind of see where the planetary influences are and what cards are currently influencing where you're at.
Cool. March 24th, 1964.
24 of 64. Okay, so your current age is, help me out with math because I left my calculator in the other room.
48.
Okay, 48. All righty. That's right. Okay, yes. We had talked about a little bit about the 45 as being your rebirth year, and it's like a lot of changes probably came up in when you were 44 and 45. Usually, if we're going to reform and remake our lives, it's like that's the time that we usually do that, and that's what people call the midlife crisis, and they say, you know, if you've done those transition and changes, people go, I don't know you anymore. You become a stranger. It's like, uh-huh, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we're looking at your Aquarius plus, and let's see, on the 24th, that's right, three of diamonds. Okay, a lot of creativity there, that's right. Okay, I'm looking at the planetary ruling stuff for you, and this is one of those things where, you know, if you want to go back in archives and kind of write this down, this is kind of like your own personal time chart, because what happens is, your birthday obviously goes from, you know, you have your personal year, and it goes from your birthday to your birthday. So what I'm going to give you here is, I'm going to make you do a little bit of homework here. So if you want to go back and, you know, grab a piece of paper and do this, and if anything you miss, we can, you know, go back, like say, go back to an archive and listen.
Okay.
March 24th, obviously, there's your birthday, and that is your Mercury time period, okay? And that runs for 52 days. The next time frame is Venus, your Venus time frame, and that starts on May 15th. So those are past for this year. Your Mars planetary ruling time begins on July 6th. And then the next one is Jupiter. Your Jupiter time frame begins on August 27th. Your Saturn time frame begins on October 18th, which is, looks like where you're at right now. You're in your Saturn time period of the year. Because your Uranus time period begins December 9th. And then the very last one of the year, Neptune time frame, begins on January 31st. But right now what we're going to look at is that Saturn time frame, and that runs, okay, let me just say there, that runs October 18th, and that runs actually up to and through that December 9th time frame. So let's go take a look and see what kind of things are going on with you here, and it's like that for the Queen of Clubs, and you're in your 48th year, so, all right, oh my goodness, okay, you have right now impacting your time frames are, you have a Nine of Hearts, and you have a Five of Spades, okay, so I'm going to just go take a real quick look at those. I know the nines are always about completions. It's like nines speak to us of things that are, you know, are coming up, and it's like things that you're going to, you know, accomplish, get done. And nines can either be looked at as disappointments, or they can be looked at as graduations. So it just depends, you know, if you think of your high school graduation, some people go, yay, I'm finally out of here, and other people go, dang, I had such a good time in high school, I wanted to stay. So it just depends on how you look at that. In the Saturn period, it's completion of major relationships, giving counseling or, you know, help to others. The likelihood of emotional problems causing ill health and other kinds of misfortune is present during this time frame. Personal relationships are challenging and disappointing, you know, but again, it's how you look at it. You know, but contact with the public can be a source of fulfillment and joy. It may be just that you're involved, you know, you might be in a heavy karmic relationship now or one that was destined to teach you a lot about yourself or your love nature. In any case, one or more key relationships in your life have kind of reached this place of completion. They're coming to an end in some way, shape, or form. Letting go of personal attachments and relationships that are no longer serving any good purpose in your life is ultimately going to lead you to new and better relationships. Sometimes it can represent, you know, a difficult divorce or separation. Also, these are all just, you know, the possibilities and probabilities. Bear in mind that, you know, difficult endings or challenges can be offset by that other card. That yeah, it's only if it's like a 4, 8, or 10. And the other card in that position is a 5 of Spades. And 5 of Spades talks to us about changes. 5s are a lot of changes. A lot of times, different. You know, you're locating or doing something different. It's changes in lifestyle or living location, a long trip or a change of job. Any of those are possibilities or probabilities through here. With that 5 of Spades, you have health issues or a journey possibly caused by someone else's illness, or it may cause a change in your job or home during this time frame. You could have a change in career or work that's going to involve more work or some kind of unavoidable, you know, problem in some way. Changes tend to bring more harm than good now, though you may not be able to avoid them. They might be necessary for other reasons, but I always say yes, you know, you can always use your free will to change outcomes. This card can also represent a change in your health condition, you know, sometimes for the work visit to the doctor. This would not be a good time to take a vacation or travel, so try to schedule any trips either, you know, before or after this time. Well, you know, you can't schedule it beforehand, but it's like, you know, after this time frame. The only exception would be, okay, if you have that very strong card that, you know, the other one's like, no, you've got the other strong card that you've got there is that challenging card. So that's what I would say is kind of going on for you in the moment, in the time where that's what's, you know, the influences that are impacting with what's going on with you right now. So does that relate in any way, shape, or form to any kind of question you have with that?
Well, yeah, it does actually quite a bit, actually.
Okay.
Can you describe what's going on in my life right now in a way? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, on the positive side, it's like these, you know, they stay, these cards stay in your, you know, in your readings, you know, for about 52 days, and then they pass on. So the nice thing is, you know, it started in October, and it's like, you know, by December 9th, you know, so you got a little bit more, you got about a month to go of this, so it's like hang in there, try not to hang on, because the nice thing is with that next card coming up in the Uranus time period, you're going to have a 4 of Spades and a 7 of Spades, which will give you some different energies. And then finishing out your year in Neptune, you're going to have a 7 of Spades again. Something about the faith card, you know, so this is, I would just kind of say that 4 being there in the Uranus time period is things are going to stabilize, you know, so just kind of hang on. And with the 7 of Spades, have a little faith, you know, have a little more faith. But, you know, for right now, going through this time frame, you're just going to have, you know, you've got some bumpy stuff going on. Tie a knot at the end of your rope and hang on and don't let go. So that's kind of what I've got for you today here. That's helping in any way, shape, or form.
But it does help quite a bit. Thank you.
All righty. Well, and call us back again tomorrow. Tomorrow we're supposed to be on, and Amy is going to be on with us, and she might have some insights for things. And if nothing else, you know, check back on Tuesday with Musical Pamela, because she's amazing. She's just great. I really love working with her, and she's got some awesome insights for people. So call us back again, and make sure that you enter in that, you know, the weekly basket giveaway. It's like, go to that. I don't know if you've heard that or whatever, but Jethro is announcing those every week. We're having a weekly, what they call holiday, you know, like their gift basket giveaway, whatever. And if you go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, that's our website, just to go on the contact information, enter your name, just say, hey, enter me in for the basket this week, and, you know, enter every week because he's doing something different every week. So who knows? You might get a surprise mail. And then you're also supposed to, you know, since he announces those on Friday, check it again on Friday and see if you got one. All righty. Well, good talking to you, and it's like, thank you for calling. And
you're welcome.
Back in queue, so sometimes I know it's you can hear better through the queue, so I'll just put you back in there. But thank you very much, and we'll talk to
you
again.
Talk to you again. Thank you.
You bet. All righty, and our next caller here is area code 512. 512, you are on with us.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Weather's great.
That's good. You must not be on the East Coast.
Texas.
Texas, okay. Yep, no wonder. You're out of the storm system. Okay. Okay, well, if you can let me have your birth date and whatever, we will look up some stuff. And is, have you called into the show before, or have you had had your birth cards done before?
I've had readings before, but not with you yet.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll start.
So this
and,
it's 8-3-60.
8-3-60. Okay. So that's August. That's our August birthdays, and you're a Leo person. All righty. And you guys have no separate planetary ruling card. Wow. Okay. You're the blessed card. I'm pretty sure that's what that's called. You are a 10 of diamonds, and you're like a double 10 of diamonds. So what we'll do here real quick is look up about what's going on for 10 of diamonds people. And like I said, I'm pretty sure you're called the, I think it's called the blessed card. And still trying to remember the names of all the sons. It's like, I wouldn't think it'd be so hard to remember 52 names, but apparently it is, because I'm still working at it. Okay, and there we go. There's our 10. And I know 10's a real fortune here with different things, too. Okay, yep, it is the blessed card, indeedy. Because that card sits in the very center of the life spread. It's protected on all sides by Jupiter's blessings. It's the card of material opulence, though a few of you actually achieved that reality because take some work in the trenches to get that. But all 10 of diamonds are protected financially. You always have a certain amount of good luck. To achieve your highest potential, you need to be involved in a business, preferably your own. You have the know-how to how to manage and run a business of any size. Many of you sometimes inherit or marry into wealth. You love to be the center of attention. That's very Leo, and that's in direct correlation to their card sitting in the very center of that life spread with so many blessings. If you think you guys would really be the soul of generosity, but some are and some are not. So it just depends. And what we have with the cards is there's always that flip side. You know, it's kind of like the yin and yang. You have a high side and a low side. So it's like, you know, on the high side, you guys are those generous people out there giving, you know, people a shirt off your back. And on the low side, not so much. Many of those cards just direct those blessings to the acquisition of more money. Others, however, pay heed to that Queen of Diamonds Karma card, and that's the card of intuition and service through knowledge, and you devote talents and resources to helping the world. All tens somewhat are in danger of being overly fixated on accumulation of things that are related to their suit. So for a ten of diamonds, obviously that's, you know, money, material stuff. With your creativity and intelligence, though, you're always successful in whatever you undertake. Usually that power is directed toward business and financial gain. And really and truly, there's no size of business or financial enterprise that you really, you know, that you can't handle. If you develop your spiritual awareness, your later years are going to be filled with expansion of your mind and soul instead of doubt and indecision. A lot of people find artistic avenue of expression in their later years, which brings a lot of rewards. In relationships, you've got a strong desire for love and relationships. You've hopefully got some karma from past life. You kind of need to be discharged through one more difficult, either divorce or separation, something like that. The karma you bring into this life is that of having been the one who possibly, you know, left another person fairly and unlovingly, you know, in a previous time. In this life, you are possibly on the receiving end of that. And a lot of times it's that same person you were with before. You want love, you're usually the ones who initiate new relationships. Your own emotional restlessness nature has to be dealt with before you can really experience the success you want in marriage. You oftentimes find yourself in situations where you've got to sacrifice your own need for affection for higher reasons or to help others in need. You're learning to love yourself and your child within. Finding that relationship within brings you more fortune in other relationships as well, because, you know, it's like kind of going back to the two great commandments is, you know, you love your God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and spirit, and the second is you love your neighbor as you love yourself. You know, on those two commands hang all the laws and prophets. Female tens of diamonds should not let relationships come before your work and career, except in a few cases where there's great compatibility. There always seems to be great burdens associated with romance and marriage because you've got a five of hearts in Saturn, and then the fact that that personality card you've got for the female side is what they call the notorious Queen of Diamonds, and there's a lot of indecision romantically with that Queen of Diamonds. You can find pleasant relationships with heart males, though some are going to be challenging. You receive blessings from other diamond women, especially in business. And female tens are also very compatible with most club males. And then actually you kind of have as a Leo, since there's really no separate planetary ruler, this is just going to kind of be a backup of, you're kind of like double or triple of what that is. So with that, it's just be grateful you have that card as a ruling card, because it bestows some really good, genuine fortune on you. It's like, you know, it is a blessed card. And a lot of things in life just are given to you. However, it does not guarantee you happiness, because that always depends on your appreciation, that attitude of gratitude for what you have. It gives you an innate business ability, again, doing very well in your business. The larger it is, the better. You probably enjoy being the center of attention and having some, natural abilities, either artistic or otherwise. You can get that attention and be very successful at having that as a business, selling thing for yourself. In relationships, sometimes as that Leo, you tend to be, tend to be a little bit self-centered and a little bit like what I call a racehorse, a little bit high strung. And for those reasons, you may have some challenges of relationships. So that's what I got for you today. It's like, was there any specific question you had?
No, I just wanted to see what you would pull up.
Okay. Well, that's what I got for you for today.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
You betcha. And thank you for calling in. It's like, in other days and times, we've got a lot of people in queue. Otherwise, normally I spend a lot of time with people, but, man, we've got a full queue today. But do call back in, because we are back on 7 days a week now. And if you didn't catch it before, make sure you enter our weekly basket giveaway by going to that www.psychicsgonewild.com and contact us on the contact page and ship that note to Jethro and say, enter me in the weekly basket giveaway. So it's like, and that's going on. He announces those on the Friday shows, which are at 8 Eastern time, put those across the seaboard, whatever time zone you're in, but just realize that's in that 8 o'clock time. So, all righty. Well, thank you for calling in, and hopefully we'll talk to you
again. Okay. Thank you. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. And our next one here, we have a Skype caller. This looks like Jane Polly.
Hey.
And there we go. Got you on.
Oh.
Okay, well, you're not. You don't sound like a Jane, so okay.
Yeah,
it must just be the number you're on. Okay, sounds good. Okay, so who am I talking to tonight?
It's Jimmy. My name is
Jimmy. All righty,
yeah.
Sounds good. Okay, well, what is your birth date and month and day?
My birth. What was the last?
Just the month and day you were born.
Okay, month and day is September the 11th. I'm
wow.
Unfortunate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't used to be unfortunate. Only for some people. Okay.
Very.
And as long as you weren't born in 2001, it's like, yeah.
Oh, that would be horrible.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, let's see here what we have for September people, because you are Virgo. That's what my dad was, too. And, oh, wow, okay. You have actually a really good card. Yours is a King of Clubs. And let's see, you have a Jack of Diamonds as your planetary ruler. Okay, so let's see what those kind of tell us about today. And I've got a pencil that's not working for me here. Okay, there we are. Because King of Club people, usually you're very well suited to, any of the kings, very well suited to run your own business, that kind of stuff. So, got a lot of business savvy. And also the clubs tend to be really psychic people. So the actual name of the card itself is called the Master of Knowledge. You sit atop the suit of knowledge and communication. You hold everything needed to be an authority in any area you really choose to. You have a direct line to knowledge accumulated from past lives. Rarely do you live your life by any doctrine or philosophy other than what you believe. The well that feeds your mind is inexhaustible. It comes from a high source, i.e., and say God. These are the people who live by your own truth. You can be found in all types of professions. You're usually in positions of responsibility. You're always respected in whatever capacity you're engaged in. You're snickering at me. Okay, fine. That's okay. You just go ahead and laugh.
No.
I'm just saying,
no,
this is your potential,
man. Something.
What's that?
Somebody text me something on my phone.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. Among your numbers are some of the most successful artists, statesmen, and musicians in the world.
That's
weird.
I am
greatest...
actually an artist. So.
Wow. Okay. Huh? One of your greatest assets is the ability to make fine distinctions, and you have a witty and personable nature that usually makes you popular and well-liked. You seem to do your best work with a partner Most King of Clubs are destined to be in partnerships. For a lot of Kings of Clubs, the challenge in life is going to actually revolve around abuses and drugs, alcohol, or some other form of escapism. So just beware of that. You're often very emotionally sensitive, and you have strong ties to childhood that had a share of challenges. Okay, somebody's texting you again. Fine. In a quest to understand and resolve those inner conflicts. King of Clubs can go through all sorts of chapters in life, some of which seem to be the opposite of your highest potential. Your makeup is such that you usually wake up in your 30s and move into the recognition of power and responsibility that's your birthright. So I didn't ask how old you were. So it's like if you're still in your 20s, what I tell people about their 20s is something that the insurance companies found out a long time ago. There's a reason why your insurance rates and stuff drop when you're 25 years old, because scientists actually found that there is a part of your brain that does not develop fully until you're 25 years old. It's like, and that's when you start, those risk-taking behaviors start lowering when your brain fully matures. So anyway, but if you're, still in your 20s, it's like, And there's another ancient tradition that says, you weren't really considered men to serve in the Levitical temple until you were 30. So it's like there's something to be said there. It's like, a lot of people with the kings, they kind of wake up in their 30s, and it's like that's when you really kind of get going on, careers and doing your own kind of business. It's also called
the
spiky card in the deck. Okay, that's right. I'm glad your friend's having a good time there. But you're the most psychic card in the deck, so much so that your intuitive approach to life is second nature. Your greatest challenge lies in the concept of marriage and the occasional habit of getting into kind of a comfortable rut, and you don't push yourself to your highest potential. You've got a lot to give the world, which can lead to regret later in life if it's not fully expressed. And that's a lot of times what we hear, people say. It's like, it's not the things that you did do, it's the Music. Gonna take that one and kind of go on. It's like, Jimmy, if you're still there, it's like I did put you back in queue, and it's like, we might be able to come back and do something more with that. But for the moment, we're going to respect the people that have called in here and go on for a little bit because, I'm getting short on time here. Okay, area code 313. You are on with us here today.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Thank you for calling in today. Okay, and if I can get your, all I need is a month and day of birth, and I can tell you what your birth cards are, and we'll just kind of go from there.
Okay, birthday is December 14,
1975. Okay, December 14th. So that's, I'm thinking, getting to be on the cusp of Sagittarius down there. Okay, let's see. I think you're still in the Sagittarius. I don't think that actually flips over and changes until around the 20th. Okay. So that 14th there, you are a four of clubs. Oh, with a six of diamonds. Okay. Jotting this here. Okay, four of clubs and six of diamonds. What that tells us is a lot of times fours like to be stable. Fours are about stability. You think of all the things that have four, fours. We have four legs on a table, four legs on a chair, dogs and cats, and, our four-leggeds. You like stability. This four gives us a lot of stability. It's called the card of mental satisfaction. It's a card of stability. The underlying five of clubs, though, also indicates you've got a hidden restlessness that can manifest itself in several ways. You're really progressive, and you can utilize that to create new ideas in your chosen line of work rather than let that restlessness keep you from achieving success. You know what you know, and you're not likely to change your mind on behalf of anybody else unless you see the value of change for yourself. Some of your friends may describe you as stubborn in cases, and that's okay. You're fond of arguments, but you usually win, and you usually do well in legal matters. You've got a really good constitution health-wise. You're not afraid of hard work. This is a really successful card. You're good at sales work. You enjoy talking about what you believe in. You're popular and do well in groups. As long as you don't let your love of debate get out of hand, you keep a really fine reputation in your work. And you also want, this is a challenge, that successful love life, and that is one of your major life challenges, because often that drives determination of a four of clubs kind of masks that desire to be accepted by others. And it's like it's ironic, the same acceptance that you find difficulty in giving yourself, okay? And again, I'm going to go back to that, the two great commandments, you love God first, but you love your neighbor as you love yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, that's really important to have that self-love. And I'm not talking about narcissists, you know, look in the mirror type of love. It's like really that healthy self-respect, because when you respect yourself, when you love yourself, when you know absolutely to the core that you are a person deserving of love, it's like that's what mirrors back to you, okay? So mm-hmm. it's like, it's kind of like that, the secret, you know, laws of attraction, all that kind of stuff. So it's like you do attract, you know, to you what you really truly feel about yourself. So that's one of your challenges, you know, to kind of, I'll say, overcome, okay?
Okay.
A lot of times, and you know, in other cases, you know, your desire for work success will sometimes compete with your desire for love and affection. Last years of your life are often the most successful, and you usually end up with, you know, good finances, you know, a good 401k, or, you know, a good retirement there, or protection. Collectively, mm-hmm. that Four of Clubs is known as the keeper of knowledge. You show us that information has a practical value. We can really be happy and successful by applying what we already have in relationships, so it can manifest in a lot of ways. Four of Clubs, you really have a need for affection as a major issue in your life, combined with that certain restlessness because of that five, and sometimes you have a fear of commitment, or flip cases, you could draw people in and have a fear of commitment. Okay, mm-hmm. It can be the cause for untold painful relationships. It's not true for everybody, you know. It's like it depends on how, you know, each person, you know, works that out. And because I say there's always so much room, you know, we have free will. And it's like, and if you're coming up to a stop sign, or if you come up to an intersection, you got the stop sign, and you go, you know, if I go forward, I'm going into that bridge out, and it's like, I don't want to do that, so I'm going to turn, you know, to the right or the left. And it's like, so, you know, which turns in life you make kind of determines, you know, which way things play out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your basic karma in love is really good. If you can find a partner that also appreciates a little space, you know, you're going to be a lot happier. You know, you don't want somebody literally handcuffed to you or joined at the hip. It's like, you know, you need a little, it's like a plant. You need a little bit of freedom to have some roots, you know, to grow, and you need to have some freedom to do that. You've got this Jack of Spades in Venus. Kind of tells you you've also got to watch for a tendency to be attracted to people of low reputation or morality, because mm-hmm. if that operates on the lower side, you know, you can attract in some very dishonest people. Okay, so just really mm-hmm. do that as a target. Okay, a lot of times, you know, you're drawn to artists or other people in really creative fields, but oftentimes, mm-hmm. you know, people who are really creative can be the ones with questionable characteristics. Okay, so that can really be expressed on a higher level as an attraction to those with more spiritual perspective on life, and those relationships usually fare better. So it's like, just, you know, kind of like the old thing of, you know, bad associations for useful habits, you know, so just kind of be aware of, you know, really kind of doing a careful assessment when you get to know people. Just make sure, you know, they're really what they used to call on the up and up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Okay, anything else I can answer real quick for you today, or?
Basically, would I reconnect with this gentleman that I had a dream about maybe a while earlier this week?
Ah, okay. Was it anything in specific, or, you know, was there any, I mean, you know, because a lot of times
dreams
are specific for what you do.
The dream was kind of real, and I haven't, you know, communicated with him in about a month or so. So I was just curious.
Huh. Okay. Those are always really interesting. wow. Ironically enough, I'm going to give you a scripture that kind of goes with that, because this has
mm-hmm.
really been hammered at me this week, and it's like and it's from Joel. It's from the Old Testament, and it actually talks about that in the last days. You know, your old men will, you know, dream dreams, and your young men will have visions, this kind of stuff. And it's like, because what's happening there, and, you know, I do, I'm sure we're in the last days, you know, this type of stuff that's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
It says after that, I must pour out my spirit on every sort of flesh. Your sons and your daughters will certainly prophesy. Your old men, dreams they will dream. For your young men, visions they will see. Even on men servants and maid servants, you know, in those days I shall pour out my spirit. So it's like, I think we're in, you know, kind of those time frames and those time periods. So it's like, you know, when you're getting a dream or something like that, you know, pay attention to it. It's like many years ago, a Jungian dream therapist, you know, said always kind of, you know, the beginning of your dream kind of sets the stage for, you know, what's going on. The middle part of it is like, you know, baking the cake. It's like the issues and things that are going on. And the final part of the dream is kind of like, you know, the hopeful outcome. And a lot of times, really and truly, if you pay attention to those, dreams can be very precognitive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if that's an, and I encourage people, you know, because no matter what anybody says, everybody is psychic. Everybody has intuition. Everybody has your gut hunches. Everybody has your feelings. And it's like with what they've come out with in the quantum world in terms of, you know, we are all connected. It's like, you know, that quantum field theories and all those. It's like literally, it's kind of like the Force, where it's like, you know, where Yoda was saying in the Star Wars things, you know, we are all connected, you know, to everything around us, and we are. And it's like, if you're dialing into a specific person, or if you're getting, you know, a message of some sort like that, I absolutely say pay attention to that. You know, it's like, and I'm without, you know, I was going to say, without probably sitting down and talking, you know, with you for about, you know, 10, 15 minutes or kind of, you know, the who's, what's, when's, where's, you know, I don't know that. I know there's some other people that have, I know Jethro's really good with the dream interpretation, and I think our Reverend Tamla on Tuesdays also does pretty good with that. So if you got some other, you know, other questions, you know, kind of about that, I would say absolutely call back. You know, call back, and Tamla's on with us at 2 o'clock Eastern Time on Tuesdays, and then Jethro's the rest of the week is like 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's the same number. It's at 773-897-6461. But, you know, it's like dream interpretation is not necessarily my forte unless, you know, I really sit down.
Right, but do you think I
right.
hear from the...
Is that, and I'm, you know, I'm going to kind of put it back there. It's like, is that what happened in the dream? It's like, did you hear from him? You know,
he walked through my door.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, he walked through my door, and, I mean, we talked, you know.
Okay.
And it was real.
Oh, well, I was going to say, there's a high probability just from your own, you know, gut intuition then that you might be hearing from him this week. You know, and the other thing is, if you want to hear from him, you know, if you are wanting to hear from him, send him a text, you know, or, you know, whatever form of communication is. You know, we've got so many forms of communication. Send him a quick email, send him a text, say, hey, you know, I had an interesting dream about you the other night. And it's like, that way, if he's, you know, if he was thinking about contacting you anyway, it's like, oh, well, let's talk about that, you know. It's like, what happened, you know, type of stuff. Because you know, so you can kind of, you know, push the river a little bit there, you know, kind of paddle with it and just kind of, you know, if you haven't heard from him and you want to, and it's like this, you know, something that came up, it's like, absolutely, you know, contact him in some form or another.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
And call back, you bet, and call back and, you know, have somebody else, because the thing I like about this show is we have so many different people with so many different abilities. It's like a different jigsaw puzzle. So it's like, you know, you never offend any of us by calling and getting a reading from everybody on our show, because we all have different pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. Everybody's got something really different to offer. So anyway, we look forward to hearing back from you. And thank you for calling in today.
Okay, thank you.
You betcha.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and let's see here. Let's see if my clicker's going to work. There we go. Okay. Oh, folks, I am so sad. We have got about 10 minutes left, and I've got a lot of people in queue. It's like I'm going to send my apologies out at this point in time and just say I really apologize. We're not going to get to everybody today. That's something that we really try to do. I've got enough time for probably the next couple, about two more callers, and it's like 570 looks like we're going to get to you, and 617 we're going to get to you, and you know, thank you guys. You know, I see there's a Paul Rudd here, there's an area code 816. Okay, and it's like, yeah, you know, please do call back in on another show another day, because we are here, you know, 7 days a week, and we try really hard to take everybody's call. Sometimes we have some longer shows. At any rate, okay, we're going to pick up here with 570 real quick and see if we can just pick up something quick for you.
Oh, hello, this is Hans.
Hello, how you doing, Hans?
I'm going very well.
All righty. And what's your question today, or, you know, what can we kind of look at kind of answering for you today?
Oh, that I have a girlfriend in the America, and it's sad because she has a terminal cancer. I don't know if she will survive. Do you know if she will survive?
Wow. Without knowing a whole bunch more information, it's like, you know, that's always really hard to say. What I can say is there's people that choose to beat it. Man, you know what I'm actually going to recommend you do is do call back with this question on somebody else on our show, you know, later in the week, because other people get a lot better intuition. What I'm going to say is if you have access to a book called The Isaiah Effect, It's written by Greg Braden. It's G-R-E-G-G-B-R-A-D-E-N. He talks about medical miracles. And it's like a lot of it has to do with the person who has the disease. And if they choose to live, there's amazing things that the body can overcome, that the body can do. And a lot of it is simply, you know, you change your mind, you change your life. So if your friend is one of those that wants to live, there's a lot of things that can be done in terms of, you know, I'll say intervention, and it's like I don't necessarily mean medical intervention, but, you know, that's usually where people go with that. But there are amazing things. And it's like, oh, recorded it. Okay. All righty. And, boy, getting a lot of odd stuff there, so not quite understanding that. Okay. And area code 617. 617, you are on with us. Hello? Area code 617,
hello?
You're on live with us? Yes.
Hi,
you
thank
you
so
you
much for taking my call.
you betcha. Okay, quick questions here, okay?
Yeah, I know. Oh, I felt sorry for that man, but I thought you handled it so well, but who am I to say? I'm just giving you some feedback.
Okay,
well, I just wanted to ask then briefly about this guy. I'm wondering if you're picking anything up with me and him.
Okay.
I can't give names or whatever.
Okay, I was going to say, if you have your birth date and his birth date, what I can do is do just a really quick comparison, and I can tell you kind of what your karmic ties are.
The problem is I don't know much about him at all. That's the problem.
Oh, no.
That makes
it harder for me. Okay. Is this just somebody you, like, just met recently, or, you know, or is this
I met him
else?
About 2 months ago, but we never really got to, because then I traveled, and I was just not able to even get his last name or anything like that to find out his date of birth, you know?
Okay. Do you have contact? Do you have contact information for him? Do you know, like, his phone number or, you know, his email or anything like that? Is there some way of getting a hold of him for you? Okay. Okay. So is this something that, you know, is this a relationship you might want to pursue? Because, you know, if it is, one of the things, and I'm borrowing from Tony and Amy here, who was on with us this summer, it's like, what do you want to do? And if this is like, you know, you're kind of, you know, creating your own life script, if you will, it's like, this is where your free will comes in for things. If you're really interested in a person, send them a text, send them an email, say,
well,
hey,
I was just wondering
I enjoy
if you
see
any connection. I was wondering whether intuitively you see a connection between me and him, whether you see potential. Mm-hmm. So that I can then do that.
Okay. Boy, and I'll tell you quite honestly, this is not my biggest forte. I'm still a novice when it comes to, you know, picking things up like this. I will say our love psychic, who is our musical psychic, who is Pamela on Tuesdays, if you have the opportunity to call back in for her, it's like, I totally recommend that you do that. My initial feeling is like, I'll just say what I get is just good. I mean, it feels positive. If you get positive vibes from yourself, it's like, you know, take the next just, you know, friendly text and say, hey, you know, how you doing? You know, I'm traveling back to you, you know, can we get together, you know, something like that. But for something, you know, a lot better than that, I would say call back on Tuesday with Pamela. She's on at 2:00 Eastern time. And we're on for about an hour there. So it's like, you know, come back, call early and same number. But my gut feeling is this is good. You know, she could probably give you a lot more of the pieces of the puzzle. And so I can say with what I do is like I could actually look at, you know, birthdays and stuff and say, yeah, you've got, you know, these connections, but without both birthdays, it's kind of hard to do that. But, you know, I feel positive to me, but on the other hand, I would definitely recommend that you, you know, get with one of our other psychic people and say, because they're more versed in that. Like, she does, she specializes in that. She does a lot of relationships and does classes and everything on that, you know, in addition to her psychic check. So, That's my quick comment on that, and I'll say, please call back in. Okay, and here we go. Okay, I think we've got just a couple minutes left here, and okay, we've got 2 minutes. Okay, we've got two people left. Okay, well, we've got area code 816. 816,
hello?
Yes.
Hello.
We got two
Just got a quick question. Name's Russell James, President CEO of Gorilla Munch Corporation. We're losing money, and I got some money I need to diversify, try to keep people in jobs. Wanting to know where you think I should invest in the West Texas Brony Ranch, or maybe with some Battletoads development for the U.S. government. If you could just answer that, whatever you might think, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Can I get your birth, month, and day real quick?
Birthday is April 20th, 420.
Okay, 420. Okay, I'm just going to kind of do a quick look on that and see what I can get for that. Like I say, what I told the previous caller, it's like, you know, this is not necessarily my forte. Okay, you are an ace of diamonds. Okay, that's new things, and then that's three clubs. Okay. You're always looking to... You're always entrepreneurial. Look at that. Okay, I'm gonna kind of ask you this question because you're more involved with all the players in this. 90 seconds, great, love this. And as a business person, because I know you've got intuition on this, which one feels better to you? Do you have one that you're more strongly pulled towards or not?
Either way, I don't know much about it, but I just got two opportunities. You know, probably the government thing with the Battletoads. I mean, that'd be the way to go, just how much of our government warmonger, so I don't know.
Possibly, and then the other one, 60 seconds, wrap. Okay, I got 60 seconds here, and what I'm going to totally ask, please, if you would go ahead and take our number down, that's 773-897-6461.
Yep.
Please call back in. You know, call back in. Okay. It's like when we get a little more time here, and we'll do a little more, you know, kind of a little more looking on that, you know, for you. It's like, and there's other people that on our show that do a lot better with the, you know, I'll say the quick intuitive, because it's like I'm still working on the quick intuitive part. It's like I usually sit with stuff and I do meditation with things before I, you know, really get good answers to things. So please do, you know, call back in, and I'll say Tucy, yes, is our love psychic, but she doesn't just do love, she also does business and career and finances. So she's a very gifted person. Her name is Pamela Cummins. And please, you know, go ahead and call back in. 10 seconds, wrap. And if nothing
okay.
else,
thank you very much. Keep my friend Chris Poole in your prayers.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you so much
for
calling in. Okay. All right. Yeah. And it looks like they're about to kick us off air. So it's like, thank you, everybody, for, you know, for being here. Man, this was like a quick hour today. This is like totally unexpected. And, yeah, I figured, you know, Roro's going to be on, but it's okay. Join us tomorrow. I'm not sure we're working at getting Amy on with us, and she'll, you know, have different answers. So a little bit of prayer for Amy, though, because she just had a death in her family. So certainly, you know, be sending out some positive love, light, and prayers to her, just being able, because, you know, even though we know a lot, you know, and we're spiritual people and we work in this all the time, sometimes it's really, what do I want to say, that, you know, that forest of the trees moment. It's like if you're in something and, you know, your own emotions are involved, it's like, you know, do give Amy some prayer, because it's just always beneficial when there's somebody close to you that has passed. So, all righty, we will see you guys tomorrow and on Tuesday with Pamela. Wednesday, I'm not sure what the lineup is and what's going on there, because Jethro is going to be doing shows Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And we will see you all tomorrow. So have an awesome one.